Back here at the Bay College Gym, halftime. The Bay College Norse taking on Mid-Michigan today. And in our player spotlight, the pride of Green Bay, Wisconsin, Ryan Sweeney.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. What do you think? How's the season going for you?
Oh, it's looking pretty good. You know, as a team, we're 18-2, and that's really what matters right now. Got to keep getting wins. I'm having a pretty good year, you know, just playing solid, trying to figure out a role. And, yeah, looking pretty good.
Seems like every game your role is a little different. Some games you're scoring and cutting to the basket. Other games you're passing it up and playing defense.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of this team is we have guys that can do a lot. So I don't have to score. Like in high school, I don't have to score 30 anymore. I don't have to score, get a bunch of assists. I can do one each game or do them all as best as I can. But, yeah. The roles change within the game. We have guys that can do everything. Some games I'm playing better D than others, but just working on trying to stay consistent.
Yeah, the only time you really have to try to do it all is when there's a bunch of girls heckling you in the bleachers.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Yep. Getting heckled, yeah. You got to show out then.
Remember that game?
Yeah, I do. Yep, that was a fun game. Love that.
Yeah, I know you do. There's that little smile, then you start talking your junk, you know?
Yeah, no, not too much junk. Just a lot of smiling and laughing and just enjoying what's happening.
Maybe point to the scoreboard once or twice.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Yeah.
Well, the guys, you know, it seems like there's a lot of times this year where we haven't, we've kind of played down to the competition. Fair to say?
Yeah. No, yeah. There was a couple games where we come out flat. Like, we come out not ready to go. And maybe that's our warm-up. But, you know, I think the last couple games have been better. We've been figuring it out. And it'll keep getting better.
And how do you keep your heads in game? I mean, there's some bad teams. Let's just be honest about it. I mean, we don't point fingers to a specific team. But when you're playing a team that you know you're going to beat easily, how do you keep focused and locked in, as the term coach uses?
Yep. Locked in is a perfect term. And I think coach is he reminds us a lot, like when we have long drives and far games and against teams that obviously aren't better than us. He just tries to tell us to stay locked in, and it's going to come within ourselves and within the team. So obviously that curling game, there wasn't a lot of fans there. We didn't have a lot of people to cheer us on. It was within the team, and I think the team does a good job of keeping the energy.
Well, and I've got my big mouth going right next to your bench.
Yeah. Eh? Yep, I can hear you the whole game.
I'm really sorry about that. There's just not much I could do about that.
No, yeah, it's perfectly fine with me.
We've had problems with transition defense at times this year. Coach has talked a lot about it. What do you think the remedy is for that, Ryan?
Yeah, I think just in practice, working on conditioning, obviously, and getting back. We do a lot of drills that have been working on getting back on D and finding your man, scrambling. And I think a game like this against a really fast team, talented team, it's going to be a good challenge and get us better. Honestly, there's nothing better than playing a game.
When you play a game like this against a rival, you know, I know you did it during in high school in Green Bay. Does that get you going a little more?
Oh, yeah. No, I can feel it walking in the gym, just the amount of people, the girls game, even having a close girls game, you know, it gets you ready. It gets you pumped. And obviously they have big history. I wasn't here last year, but there's some big history with these guys, and it's going to be a really fun game.
So how do you feel your game will improve here as you head next year, wherever you play next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to keep getting stronger. That's one big area for me. I'm working on it. It's getting a lot better. I think I need to figure out more what I am, like a point guard, or am I a two guard or three guard? I got to figure out my role, and even if it's all three, but honestly, defense too, that's something you can always be better at, and I can always work on moving my feet and staying in front of people.
All right, how's the classroom going for you?
Going great. A's and B's.
All right. I want that report card better not come back bad.
No, sir.
Because, you know, Ponk would be all over you, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and Johnson.
Well, of course, Johnson, right?
Yep.
All right, Ryan. What are you studying here? I forgot.
Liberal arts.
Okay, so you're
basically means I don't know what I'm doing, which is what you said last time.
Yeah, I thought maybe you figured something out since the last interview.
No, I'm going to next year.
All right, give your shout-outs, Ryan Sweeney.
Yeah, shout-out to my family. Shout-out to all my friends back in Green Bay. Shout-out to my team and my coaches. Yep, that's it.
All right, go get them.
Thank you, Coach. I mean, Jackie.
I could be your coach. I'm old.
You're kind of a coach.
No, I'm not. Trust me.
In a way.
All right, man, go get them.
Yep. Thanks.
Ryan Sweeney, everybody. Halftime show back in 3 minutes with the second half. Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.